Finance Friday with Stephen Mamouni.
Oh, Stephen, I'm so excited about this segment because I've worded Matt up. I says he needs to be all ears. Good morning. What have you got for us?
Good morning, Kylie. Well, we're talking about how to make ends meet while starting a family. And look, it's no secret, Matt, that raising children requires deep pockets.
There's one on the way for me in a couple of weeks, Steve. I'm all ears.
These days, increased demands on household income are making it more difficult to start a family. But rest assured, Matt, it can be done with mindset and a few smart strategies.
So, all right.
Here's a few tips to get you going. And so first of all, you need to decide what trade-offs you're willing to make. What non-essential spending would you be prepared to give up?
Model cars. There you go. I've already helped him out there.
And that was on the bottom of my list, Carly, but all right.
He does have a mighty collection there.
One of my favourites. Good, that's a very good idea. It's a very good idea. Cash in on some of your old hobbies. And look, one of my favourites is road testing on the family on one income to help with your savings. And that gives you a chance to do is stress test your finances, but also you can sock one income away and get ready for when the time comes.
Okay. Yep. It's a good idea.
With 2 weeks to go.
There you go. Probably, it might be a bit late for Matt, but for all the listeners out there, it's a good tip.
Yes.
But, also, very important to investigate what your entitlements are. So go and have a chat to your boss to see how much maternity and paternity leave, annual and long service leave, and look into what entitlements you might be eligible for under the government's paid parental leave system.
So, good idea.
It has been expanded. It's been expanded. So you can now, right at the moment, it's up to 20 weeks of paid parental leave. That's paid through your employer, but from the government. It could be up to as much as $882 a week. So it's quite generous.
Yes.
And paying down the non-productive debts because, they can rack up after a while. That's another tip I know you have for us.
It is. That's a good one. And, if you've got any credit card or subscriptions of other sort or, loans, get rid of those and get as much into your home mortgage offset account as possible so you can draw on that when you're down to one income. And that's only the start of it, Matt, just between you and me.
great. That's the finance help. The rest, you're on your own, my friend. but one other tip, and a lot of people say, don't feel you've got to have the best and brightest brands and new things all the time. And I think that's probably something that you hear a lot too, Stephen.
Yeah, it's true. And look, it's an exciting time. You want to go out, this new member of the family, you want to go and spoil them. But to be honest with you, I can't remember what my pram was when I was six or what brand of compliance I had at those days. So your family won't. And spend within your means and recycle, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Facebook Marketplace has also saved us hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
So you're already on it.
Riley is well and truly on that.
Oh, well done. Yeah, well, that's pretty obvious.
I'm still cleaning my model cars in my room.
You're the spender.
It's not happening.
There you go. your life is about to change, Matt. I'm going to give you the tip.
Stephen Mamouni from BNG Partners.
In a good way, of course. In a good way.
Oh, good. Yes.
It's all good. It's all good.
You have a great weekend. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Kylie. Thanks, Matt.